Hey guys, welcome to the first episode of Supernatural Sessions. I am your host, Brittany. If you're tuning in from my YouTube channel, Brittany Breer, welcome. If you're brand new, I'm so happy to have you here. I'm gonna take my bracelet off so it doesn't sound just like clanging in the background. For those of you that don't know me, I am a mom of two, and I have been just in love with the paranormal my entire life. The camera's doing this really weird thing where it just keeps like zooming in and out, kind of trying to focus. I've been requested to do a podcast a couple times, and you know, it's always something that I've wanted to do, and I tried once before, but life kind of just got overwhelming. So I think now is a really good time with it being a new year, and I'm basically going to tell you a little bit about me, what this podcast is, why I'm doing it, and then after this episode, we'll get a little bit more into specific topics. But I'm, again, so happy to have you here. So make sure to hit that follow button or that subscribe button if you're over on YouTube. You know, my entire life, I have seen spirits. Now, I have blockages, not gonna lie, that I am currently working on getting rid of. That has really, you know, it's been a little bit difficult. I've lost both my parents, so I've been through quite a bit of grief. You know, we don't have this village that you talk about when it comes to kids, so that's stressful. Went through the whole postpartum depression. And then on top of that, just people, you know, so wholeheartedly being like, no, you're crazy. This stuff doesn't exist. It's in your head. And between all of that, you know, walls go up. I never let mine fully go up, I guess. So I did always see things. It started out with my mom would actually buy me dolls when I was like two, because I was talking to air. I was talking to things that she couldn't see. And she didn't want people to look at me like I was crazy. So she was like, oh, well, if she's at least playing with dolls, no one will think anything else. Like, I would sit there not talk to, or just talking to what appeared to be nothing. The TV wasn't on. There's no toys around me. And I would just talk. And in that home, that was in Schenectady, my parents owned a two-story. But in the, or like a, it was not like a duplex, is that the right word? It was two different apartments in the home. My parents owned that. So they ended up renting out the one floor. We lived on the top floor, but the home, my mom had told me that the basement was haunted, and that one day she was down there with me, and there was a rocking chair down there, and she had me sitting in it, and it just started rocking on its own. And she'd also told me that she had seen an older man there. So it would definitely make sense if I was talking to something there, because she was seeing something there. Now, fast forward a little bit further, we're in my, you know, prime childhood home, and I developed this imaginary friend, and her name was Bonjour. Now, I'm about four or five, when I start talking about Bonjour, I have no idea what Bonjour means at this point. I just think that this is her name, so that's what I call her. And it was to the extent that I was talking to her and talking about her so much that my mom went and bought a doll. And this was a huge doll. It was a doll with like a yarn hair, you know, probably like this 4-foot rag doll. And this was Bonjour. Like, she would sit at the table and she would eat with us. I would like go places with us and stuff. So I wasn't talking to air. And I remembered going to my friend's house, and I had said her name, and my friend's father looked at me and said it back. And I was like, what are you doing? And he goes, Bonjour, like, hello. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? And that's when he explains that Bonjour is French for hello and goodbye. I was just blown away. So I do truly believe that maybe this spirit that I was talking to that became my imaginary friend was French, because what else? So if you are watching YouTube, I did just have to change scenery. Jeff, my husband, just got back home with the kids. So he's bringing the kids inside soon and they're sleeping. So I didn't want to wake. So a lot of times imaginary friends are said to be spirits that children are seeing. You know, I do genuinely believe that that is what Bonjour was. I no longer see Bonjour, but there were other spirits that were in my childhood home. My dad would talk about, there's this like, it wasn't abandoned because someone owned it. Does that mean that's not abandoned? I'm not really sure. Someone owned it, but it was this like barn thing, and it was like diagonal from where my parents' home was. And my dad would talk about seeing this little boy there. My mother, my little brother was about two, or younger than two at the time. My mom would see what looked like my little brother getting, or maybe he's older than two, I don't know, around two. Definitely younger than four. But she would see him come out of his room, or what she thought was him, and he was like in a nightgown and dragging a blanket because he was the exact same size as my little brother. But he wasn't my little brother, because when she went into his room, he was still sleeping. I would constantly see shadow people in that home, to the point where I would stay awake till like 3-4 o'clock in the morning and then get up at 5:30 to go to school because I was just terrified to go to sleep. And I think that's part of what really got me into, you know, the paranormal, because I didn't want to be afraid anymore of what I was seeing. And I didn't know what these things wanted. I didn't know what these things were. I mean, there's still not even a lot of explanation to what shadow people are. But I basically just go off of energies now. There was other accounts where, you know, I had a touch lamp in my room and it would just turn on by itself to like the highest setting. And my mom would yell at me all the time because my dad was really big on like, make sure the lights are off, you're wasting electricity. So we would make sure the lights were off, otherwise we'd be getting yelled at. And this, my mom would yell at me all the time for having my light on in my room, and it wasn't me. Like, I would turn it off and then it would turn it back on. On top of that, there's one time that I was super upset. I was, you know, full tears, crying, and I was sitting in front of my bedroom door with it closed. Now, the light flicked on, and I was like, can you just turn it off? And I was yelling, and I was upset, and I was just like, you gotta be kidding me. And it turned off. So I was like, huh. So I was like, can you turn it up? Can you turn the light back on? And then it turned it on. And I kept playing with it back and forth a few times and it would listen and it would respond. I do believe that one of the shadow figures I was seeing was my grandfather. And I had also seen him, what I believe to be him, just like you would see a person. Now, there was one instance where I was walking from the bathroom. And if you stepped into the hallway from the bathroom, you would see directly into the kitchen. So you'd walk down the hallway, you'd walk through another room, and then you would get to the kitchen. But you could see into the kitchen. And the light, the ceiling light, in the kitchen started flickering, obviously. It caught my attention. And I would start walking closer and closer. As I was walking closer and closer, it started flickering more. Then I see what looks like a guy in blue jeans and work boots and a tool belt leaning against the window. Now, part of the wall by the sink came out a little bit, so I couldn't see his face. But as it wasn't this bad energy, I was intrigued. I wanted to know more, so I kept walking closer. When I was just about to see this person's face, the light flicked so much that it turned off and then it was gone. And I remember going into my parents' room and I was telling them what I saw. You know, I was in high school, so I was decently old at this point. And they were like, no, you didn't see that. No, you didn't see that. Like, that's not real. Like, stop saying things. My dad he believed in this stuff, but it was something that definitely scared him. So if he wasn't talking about it and it was at his home, he didn't want to hear it. But I remember him telling me about seeing my grandfather in a dream and getting up and following him, and he would end up at my room. And then he saw a shadow figure and he followed it and it ended up at my room. And it was crazy because I was seeing shadow figures in my room
every single night. They looked exactly like people, and they would stand there and they'd watch me, and then they'd move, and I would look around and be like, is there anything that could cast a shadow right now? And there was nothing. You know, on top of that, I would eventually, you know, move out. Honestly, my childhood home had, I always explained it to my mother as this like dark cloud over it. It was just this shroud of darkness above the house. And, you know, there wasn't always happy memories in the house. I do have happy childhood memories, but, you know, there were also things that just weren't normal growing up. Like, it was very much what happens in the house stays in the house type of house. And I would move out and I would be in my second apartment, right? Yeah, my second apartment. And I was playing around with this kind of like an ovulus app. And I was getting things like danger, felon, like words like that. And I remember her sitting, because anytime I had the ovulus on, I also have like an EMF meter on, and this EMF meter app, it would never go out of like the 0 to 100 range, but I had them both on at the same time all the time. Whenever I was using them, I used them both together. Now this, I'm sitting in my bedroom and this app starts going off, and it's saying things like, you know, I'm in danger. And I was like, why are you here? And it said like to protect. And I was like, well, what are you protecting me from? And it said danger. And I was what am I in danger of? Like, who are you? And then it said grandpa. Now, my grandfather passed away when I was in eighth grade, and I was pretty close to him. You know, he was the type of guy that would show up on like vacations or summer or whatever. And he would show up at like 5 a.m. with a newspaper and a coffee and just wait for everybody to get up. Like, I'd make him grilled cheese, and he told me it was the best grilled cheese he would ever have. And I would read a lot at that point. And he would tell me that I was so smart because of how much I like to read. But when it said grandpa, the EMF meter like went all the way up, and my phone started like violently vibrating. So I was like, this is a little weird. And then it didn't do it again. But I was obviously on edge because that's never happened before. So then I go to sleep that night and I am awoken to something grabbing my ankle to the point that it is causing physical pain. Now, my bed is just a mattress on the floor. I don't have a box spring. I might have had a box spring. Anyways, it's on the floor. I don't have a bed frame. So I wake up. The only light in my room is the moon coming in from the windows. And I see this shadow figure crouched at the end of my bed with its hand, I can visibly see, around my ankle, the ankle that's in pain, and it looking straight at me. I mean, shadow people are one of those things where they don't have faces, but you know they're looking at you. And I jumped up and I hit the switch and it disappeared, like the light switch. So I'm catching my breath because obviously that's terrifying. And I'm like, okay, well, I need to get out of this room. So as I'm walking past my door, which is slightly ajar so I could see behind it as I'm walking by, to just get out of the room, go into the bathroom or something, like catch my breath, I see what looks like a physical person behind my door. So I'm like, oh my gosh, like there's a man in my room. And I'm like, okay, well, I am on the second floor. If it's an actual person, they're not gonna jump out the window. They're gonna have to exit out my door and walk in front of the bathroom. So I stood in the bathroom for like 5 minutes and waiting for this person to walk out of my room. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna check. Probably wouldn't have been the best idea if there was a person. Like, oh, I'm just gonna check. So I look behind my door, nothing. I look in my closet, nothing. There's no one in my bed. Just the figure, the being is gone. A day later, I have my closest experience ever to sleep paralysis. And again, only light in my room is the moon shining in. At that point, I didn't have a TV in my room. So I'm sitting there I'm sleeping and I get woken up, and you know, me waking up in the middle of the night, that's not uncommon. I sleep horrible every single night. But I wake up and I see this like fog in my room. Like, it's like just this hazy gray. And then I see a mobile, like just this mobile floating next to my bed. And my arm, this arm, goes and starts reaching to that mobile. And I'm trying to like pull my arm away, and it's not cooperating. It's not working. And I'm like, I just know in my like soul that I cannot touch this thing. I absolutely cannot touch this thing. It'll be bad if I touch this thing. So I use my left arm with all my might and grab my right arm and yank it as hard as I possibly can. And then I snap out of the like trance that I was in. About a month later, I meet, the psychic that I'm friends with, her name is Tiffany Butler. She is absolutely amazing. I highly recommend her. But it was my first time meeting her. I was at the Altamont Fair with my parents, and she gave me like a discounted reading for my birthday, which would have been like in a month. And she does my reading, my tarot reading. And she's like, do you have any other questions for me or anything you want to know? And I just had this like feeling like I need to bring this up. So I told her about my experience, about what happened, or like a month prior or so. And she's like, you have 3 negative entities in your room, specifically in your room, like just waiting for you. I'm like, that's not good. So she then did like basically like a virtual cleansing, because she didn't go to my apartment. And I instantly felt, you know, the energy lift, and it wasn't as negative in my room anymore. But I do believe that if I didn't jump up the way that I did, that being would have harmed me. Since then, I've seen things sporadically. Like we moved into our home and I saw a woman on the stairs. It was just kind of like this woman in white or whatever. She was just walking down the stairs. I don't believe that my home is haunted. I do think that spirits do come and go. I think we're kind of always around spirits. It's kind of like a world within our world. And I've been to different paranormal locations. Like, you can go ahead, I have a bunch of paranormal investigations on my YouTube channel, which is Brittany Breer, that you can go ahead and check out. And this year I will be going on more investigations, which I'll let you guys know when those happen. But in Skeen Manor, I saw my friend Susan and I were coming down from the third floor, and we're walking out of the room that has the stairs for the third floor, and I was ahead of her, and I saw this, the best way I can explain it is this like being shrouded in darkness, like a person shrouded in darkness walking up the stairs. And I looked at her and I was like, this is what I just saw. And we have to go that way. So that's fun. And she's just like, okay. So then we walk down and I'm talking to the ladies, and they're like, you look extremely pale. And I am super pale. Like, I'm a very pale person. I don't get very tan. But at this point, I was so drained. And it's like whatever was on that third floor was really targeting me. Whatever was in that house was really targeting me. And I truly believe, and I do stand by this, that there is an extremely negative entity at Skeen Manor that is the reason that one of the children took their life. I do truly believe that. And a lot of the evidence that we captured really spoke to that. There was also, when we went to the S.K. Pierce mansion, I saw a woman in the bathroom upstairs, and the guy looked at me and she's like, are you okay? And I told her, like, I just saw a woman. And it was interesting because that was the same bathroom that a woman had taken her life, which is just crazy, because I didn't know anything about that story before seeing that woman in there. So obviously I've had a fair share of paranormal experiences. Like I said, I'm working on getting rid of my blocks, because I do want to interact with spirits more than like being able to control more when I see them, and being able to just interact with them more myself. On top of that, I'm huge on mythology. I grew up not being allowed to go outside. I was basically like bubble girl, because I wasn't in a bubble. My mom was convinced that if I went outside when I was younger, that I would get sick. I was sick anyways, so probably sick because I wasn't going outside. So I used to watch my siblings go sleigh riding and play outside, and I wasn't allowed to go outside unless I was building a rock wall. My dad was really into building rock walls, and in our yard, I was so deprived of just going outside and playing that I remember one of my birthdays, I was so excited because I got to be outside and we were building a rock wall. And I was happy doing it. But not being able to go outside, I wasn't really allowed to do anything. Wasn't really allowed to do much sports or clubs or even really go to many friends' houses. But that alone time made me really dive deep into mythology. And the first mythology that I really fell in love with, like, I always loved fairies, I always loved mermaids. The specific mythology that I fell in love with was Egyptian. And then after that, I started reading the Percy Jackson series, and that made me fall in love with Greek mythology. So I'd go off and I'd research for hours, to the point that I was so in love with mythology. Like, I wanted to be a mythology teacher when I grew up. That was my dream. And when my sister would ask me a question of like, oh, who's Hades? I'd go on this huge rant. She's like, I just needed a brief description, just a small one. But I've even seen strange, unexplainable creatures before. When I was about five, I was in the kitchen in the middle of the night and the light was shining like on the window, and the window was like, you'd have to be probably like 6 foot or so to peer in like your face. So I saw these bright red eyes shining in, and this, like, it looked like dog, like a wolf, shine like in the window. And I just stood there frozen, not knowing what to do. I was terrified. When I was finally able to move again, because I was so scared, and this thing was staring at me, I ran into my parents' room, and I finally got my mom to, like, convince her to come and look. And by that time, nothing was there. I was the kid that was constantly told that I had an overactive imagination. But that is the whole reason that I have started this podcast, that I have my YouTube channel. I am so passionate about this entire topic. Anything paranormal, anything supernatural, anything unexplainable, anything that, you know, people see and then tell you that you're crazy, because there's more out there than what we normally see. And we all have the ability to see things. We all have the ability to interact with spirits. It's just, you know, society and ourselves, like, we put all these blockages up, whether it's due to grief or fear or society telling us that these things shouldn't exist or that these things are evil, because they're not all bad. Everything has two sides to them, good and bad, light and dark. And I'm on a journey to uncover the truth and uncover what really is out there. And I would love for you guys to join me on that journey. If you could go ahead and give this first episode 5 stars, this will be a weekly podcast. So make sure to tune in every single week. It will also be posted on my YouTube channel, Brittany Breer, and you could also see other videos on that channel, other topics, other investigations. This one was obviously a more get to know me, talk about my personal experiences a little bit more, why I am so passionate about the paranormal and mythology and supernatural, all of it encompassed. But next week, we're going to start diving into specific topics. If you have any paranormal encounters that you would love to share and possibly be featured on the podcast, then go ahead and email them at brittanybreerghosts@gmail.com. It's brittanybreerghosts@gmail.com. And I'll also link it in the description. I'm so excited for this new step in my journey, and I can't wait to take you guys all along with me. Until next time, stay spooky.